We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The Rick Majerus Wisconsin Basketball Yearbook Shootout is on the air. Live from Concordia University in Mequon, let's get courtside with Bart Winkler and big-time Mike McGivern.
And good afternoon. We are here at Concordia University for the Rick Majerus WBY Shootout, brought to you by Mark Miller and the fine folks at the Wisconsin Basketball Yearbook. Another year and another year that we are happy to be here. I'm Bart Winkler. Mike McGivern will step in momentarily as he's been out here all morning long with his shows, and we're excited to stay just a little bit longer to bring you two very intriguing matchups in high school basketball today in the boys' action. We've got River Falls and Brown Deer first. We've got Appleton Xavier and Waukesha Catholic Memorial coming up about 1:30. So two good games here this afternoon. We'll be with you throughout both of them. Now, this first matchup should be very interesting, especially from our perspective. We have seen Brown Deer in action. We have called Brown Deer already this season, and it's the first year under new coach Jose Winston, Division III out of the Woodland Conference, and they are looking pretty good under a first-year head coach. They got the win yesterday over Mineral Point, 58-55. Sophomore guard Armani Jones, 21 points in that one. Really good from beyond three. Again, they're 7-2 with a 3-1 conference record. For River Falls, they come down to us from the Big Rivers Conference, coached by Zach Campbell. It's his seventh year, 4-2 record with a win over Xavier yesterday at this WBY Shootout, 80-76. And we've seen Brown Deer, Mike McGivern. You saw River Falls yesterday. This is going to be an interesting matchup, I think, and I think it's going to be one that will decide pretty early who might have sort of the tempo that they're going to play with, but this should be a good one.
You know, it's interesting. One of the things I love about the WBY Shootout is you get to see teams that normally don't get a chance to play against each other. So you got a team at Brown Deer who's never played River Falls. River Falls has never played Brown Deer. They play two different styles. Brown Deer wants to get up and down the court. They're going to trap defensively. They're going to get after it that way. River Falls is a little bit bigger, and it's interesting because what they run, their bigs are on the outside a lot. And you'll see some of their bigs taking shots from, you know, instead of being close to the basket, they run an offense. Their bigs are outside and shooting. And it's interesting because yesterday River Falls physically was really strong. And Brown Deer isn't that type of team. Brown Deer wants to get up and down the court. Monty Jones, who we talked to last time we did a Brown Deer game, he's a transfer, and he's a sophomore, and he's small, and he's quick, and he's a really good basketball player. I think he had 21, 22 points yesterday. I think was the player of the game. And it'll be interesting to see how these two teams match up.
These are the names you're going to hear probably the most. They are your starting lineups. It's brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, where it's not too late to replace those drafty windows. Check out the new Pella Experience Center located on 190th and Blue Mound Road in Brookfield, or go to PellaWI.com. For the Brown Deer Falcons, Armani Jones, who we just mentioned, the 5'8 sophomore, will be running the point. Justin Greenlee getting another start, the 6-foot senior guard. Jeremiah Dotson in the starting lineup, 6'7, the junior forward, averaging about 14.3 points a game here in this 2019-2020 campaign. Mark Wade will get the start at guard, the junior, 6-foot. He's averaging about 13.4 points. And then Adam Anderson, the 6'8 junior center for Brown Deer, the Falcons. It's Jones, Greenlee, Dotson, Wade, and Anderson. For the River Falls Wildcats, they'll be starting Mike Johnson, the 6'4 senior forward, averaging 9.2 points a game. Peyton Flood, the 6'5 senior forward, averaging just over 3 points a game, will be getting the start as well. The twins, Liam Doherty and JT Doherty, both of them getting the starts today. Both of them 6'9, both of them juniors.
both of them forwards. And then Zach Johnson, the 6'3 junior guard, who had 31 points yesterday in that win over Xavier, just above his 21-point average, really balled out yesterday. A 62% three-point shooter on the season. Those are unreal numbers. We'll see if he can keep that up again today. So, again, for the Wildcats, it's Johnson, Flood, Doherty, and then Johnson with the start for River Falls. Should be a good one. We'll get tipped off in just a couple of minutes. Again, your starting lineups brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, where it's not too late to replace those drafty windows. Check out the new Pella experience. Again, 190th and Blue Mountain Road in Brookfield, PellaWI.com.
Hey, looks like they got the A team as far as referees, boy. These guys, these are some of the better ones around, I can tell you that. It'll be interesting to see how Brown Deer handles the size of River Falls and how River Falls handles the quickness of Brown Deer. And again, knowing Jose Winston and seeing them play, we know that he's going to go deep into his bench and he's going to pick up and trap and try to make this a really fast, try to speed up River Falls. River Falls is a team that's going to come down a little bit more than half court. They're going to run their stuff and see if they can't get good looks, and they take a lot of threes.
Brown Deer will be in the white uniforms with black trim. River Falls in the blue with yellow lettering. And River Falls is going right to left on your radio dial. They win the tip, and they are running their offense. Down low, but then knocked away and recovered for River Falls. It is Liam Doherty. They look far corner to the twin, JT Doherty. Down low into Mike Johnson. Good defense from Brown Deer. Can't get it over him. Gets his own board and gets it down. So River Falls, a quick 2-0 lead here off of Mike Johnson, who averages 10 a game.
Yeah, that's where Brown Deer is going to have difficulty. If they don't box out and rebound, it's going to be a long day for them, I think.
Brown Deer with the basketball. Justin Greenlee, top of the key. They go far side corner to Mark Wade. Again, the Falcons going left to right on your 1250 dial, also radio.com, and a foul offensively against the Falcons. That'll be their first.
Boy, they've been calling that a lot. Last 2 years, that moving screen. And if you're not set right to, you know, your chest to that guy's shoulder, they're going to call it.
Stolen in the backcourt. Rebound after the first shot, no good. Brown Deer still fighting for it. Two shots at it, now a third, as Justin Greenlee somehow scooped it up. So no harm, no foul, as it's now a 2-2 tie. Brown Deer, good defense there.
Yeah, you know what? Exactly what we talked about before. Can River Falls handle the quickness? And they come out, they hit a bucket, and they go right to a 2-2-1, which is normally a tempo-type press where you're just trying to either speed the team up or slow them down. Brown Deer traps out of it, and you don't see that very often, and they got a steal and a turnover.
River Falls with the basketball, on defense rather. Brown Deer with the basketball, again going left to right. I think every position that Brown Deer lines up, the River Falls guy is just an inch or two taller.
And a little thicker.
A little thicker.
Yep.
So that's where, again, you've mentioned some of that quickness. The shot up from Armani Jones off the back of the rim, no good. Boarded up by Anderson. We'll try to kick it out back to Jones, top of the key. Nice move to his right. Couple of moves there, a couple of shakes in and out of the rim. Boarded up by Liam Doherty. And here comes River Falls again, right to left, 2-2 tie. 2 minutes in on this one at the WBY shootout.
And Brown Deer picks up full, even after a missed shot, just getting the guard from River Falls to turn a couple of times.
Zach Johnson for three, and that's good. Mentioned he's a 62% three-point shooter, which I had to triple check when I saw. That's unheard of. He just knocks his first one down, 1-for-1 on the day, and River Falls is up 5-2.
Yeah, he had 8 yesterday.
Unbelievable.
8 threes.
Unbelievable shooting numbers.
If I put you in the gym by yourself, can you hit 8?
I physically can't get it to the three-point shot. It's not pretty. Brown Deer at the other end does not make it all open by himself. And good is Mike Johnson again. That's 4 on the night for him, as River Falls now off to a 7-2 lead 3 minutes into this one. Yeah, arm strength, not my strong suit.
It's actually your legs. I'll talk to you about that
all
during
right.
the break.
I could use some coaching afterwards. Boarded up, no good, as the shot for Brown Deer doesn't go, and there is a foul underneath. Falcons trailing 7-2, 3 minutes in on this one.
Boy, that last basket, last basket by River Falls, they beat Brown Deer down the court, which I know just drives Jose Winston nuts on something like that.
Brown Deer to inbound under their own basket. Good play into Anderson, although the shot blocked and now gobbled up by River Falls. Here they come with Zach Johnson, one foul to his name, but that big three-pointer earlier. Again, a 62% three-point shooter, which is just beyond belief. He's thinking about another one, drives instead, kicks it out. Finds his teammate back to the top. It's Johnson, and that one is off the mark from deep. Rebound for Brown Deer. Here they come, left to right on your AM 1250 dial. Top of the key is Justin Greenlee. Averages about 10 points per. Now Armani Jones down to Dotson. Off the glass, no good. Liam Daugherty with the board, and River Falls quickly the other way. Zach Johnson taking on three defenders. Will get fouled in the process. Shot no good, but he'll go to the stripe.
Boy, River Falls is beating Brown Deer. When River Falls gets the rebound, Brown Deer's got two or three guys trying to steal the ball, tap the ball, and they're making an outlet pass and beating Brown Deer down the court. Jose, when next time he gets a chance to talk to his boys, just say, look, you got to get back. We can't have a team like River Falls beating us down the court.
First free throw attempt is no good. Shooting two, so he'll get two and makes the second. 8-2. 4 minutes have expired in this one. Brown Deer trailing River Falls 8-2. First half of action at the WBY shootout. First of our two games here on the Fan this afternoon. Appleton Xavier and Catholic Memorial to follow just around a 1:30 tip. Justin Greenlee to his right kind of throws one up.
Yeah.
Ill-advised shot.
Fourth shot.
The Wildcats with the rebound and now on the offense at the other end. Driving is Mike Johnson. Falcons wanted a travel. Zach Johnson from the top, stolen away, and here comes Armani Jones. Should have a clean look at the glass. The shot a little wild with the right hand and boarded up by the Wildcats, but I believe he stepped on the line on the far side of the basketball court.
Yeah, Armani Jones got to get it going now. He's gotten a couple of good looks. It was a contested layup, but that's the kind of layup a kid like that finishes a lot, and he'll get it going here. He's got to get it going to keep Brown Deer in the game.
Thinking about a three now on the inbound. All 5'8 of them. Over to Justin Greenlee, right side. Back to Jones, and that three is good. So Armani Jones, who had 21 points yesterday against Mineral Point, had 22 in the contest where we saw them against Golden Meier, averages 18 on the season, needs to get it going and does. Cashing in, however, at the other end is Liam Daugherty for two more. 10-5 in favor of the Wildcats of River Falls. Brown Deer, again, left to right, wearing the all whites.
So defensively, River Falls does a nice job, man-to-man with a lot of help side. Everybody's in the paint.
Greenlee with a nice move, won't go. Gets his board, that won't fall. That was more bad luck at the rim than anything else. Good second effort from Justin Greenlee, but can't get it to go down. River Falls again with the rock, up 10-5 and pushing it down low. Mike Johnson out to Zach Johnson. Near corner three, no good. Boarded up by Peyton Flood. And I think that ball just trickled over the baseline. It did, as Johnson was going for the rebound. Peyton Flood, we haven't heard from much yet, 6'5". That's where you see that size at the offensive end, especially when they miss that shot. They're just an inch, two, maybe three
right.
inches taller than everybody
well,
else.
And Brown Deer's trying to out-jump them, and they got to box out. They're not doing a great job on the offensive or defensive glass of boxing out. And then Mark Wade, who was our player of the game last time we had Brown Deer, you know, he's got to get going here. It's time to wake up and start making some shots and getting some shots. He has not done much yet, but I expect to see him.
Falcons back with the basketball. Driving is Jones. Yeah, they're going to call him on the travel. He kind of ran into four blue jerseys around him, really had nowhere to go.
River Falls doing a great job of sinking and playing great off-the-ball defense. So it's hard for Jones to get into a gap. he gets in that gap, he's got to pull the ball up and kick because he's got some open perimeter shooters.
So River Falls with the basketball, crossing the timeline up 10-5, 11:40 to go in the first half. They work it down low again, boarded up after the miss, Zach Johnson. Doherty missed it. Johnson with the rebound and then a foul.
Came in from the free throw line. Nobody put a body on him. And it's going to be a long day for Brown Deer if they don't start boxing out. Because River Falls is bigger at every position, and it looks like a little bit stronger at every position. And the way, obviously, if you're boxing out and they're going over your back, you're going to get those calls, but they're not trying to just go rebound instead of boxing your guy out.
So that's three fouls against Brown Deer. They'll inbound it from under the basket. Jarton Davis has checked in for Mark Wade for Brown Deer at that last stoppage. Driving, JT Doherty looks left. Going to find Peyton Flood at the top. They work it around the arc. Zach Johnson driving right to left. Nifty play. 12-5 lead for the Wildcats.
Zach Johnson's an impressive-looking junior, isn't he? He's
not
good.
Not bad.
Yeah,
he
he's good.
Not bad. 21 points per, again, the 31 he had here on this floor yesterday.
Yeah, and he's strong, and he finishes at the basket. He rebounds, he defends. He's a good player.
Armani Jones driving, kicking it out. Jarton Davis, who just checked in with the basketball. Very early in this game yet, not even 8 minutes expired. I'm starting to think the size might be too much to overcome if we're playing this one out here. Foul against the Wildcats.
Yesterday, River Falls was up on Xavier. And I think they were up 12-14 at one point. And then with about 8 minutes to go, Xavier, their intensity and the way they wanted to run their stuff, they got back in. They took the lead with about a minute to go and couldn't hold on. So I think Brown Deer's just got to settle in. They have to box out, though. If they keep giving up second, third shots, like you said, it might be a long game.
Falcons have the basketball, again, going left to right. Bart Winkler, Mike McGivern, WBY Shootout. Our first of two games today that we're calling for you on the radio, live and local here on The Fan. Driving, Armani Jones. Nice crossover move. Puts up a three. Little off balance, though, on the shot. And can't get it to go off the rim and boarded up by the Wildcats of River Falls. Peyton Flood kicks it. Mike Johnson drives. He's going to get hacked on his way up. Falls on Jeremiah Dotson.
Falls on number three. Brown Deer's having a real difficult time getting into their offense. River Falls defensively is playing extremely well right now. They're in the gap, and they're not letting anybody from Brown Deer get to the basket.
Mike Johnson's first free throw attempt is short, barely touches rim.
No relation, by the way, Zach and Mike. I asked. I said they brought it. Nope, no relation.
Johnson's not a very common name.
Well, you know what? They kind of even look a little bit alike, I thought, but I guess not.
He makes the second.
That was sarcasm, right? I don't always get sarcasm, just so you know. 13-5.
9:54 to go in the first half. Brown Deer with the basketball. Armani Jones. He's got some space. Justin Greenlee now. Now they go far side. Work it around. Look for that right shot. Stepping inside and taking it, maybe not the best one.
No, another force. Again, they're really, really struggling getting any good looks because of the defense that River Falls is playing. I'm impressed with that.
Trayvon Johnson on the miss. River Falls the other side. Into the lane, into the glass is Reagan Pinnow. And he'll get fouled. Basket no good, but he'll go to the line for two. And now the fouls are adding up. That's five against Brown Deer. 9:22 to go in the first half.
Hey, and certainly stick around at halftime. We're going to talk to our friends Bingo Emmons from Creative Construction in Wisconsin, and then player of the game, Steve Brown from Kern Electric, home of the superheroes. Him and I will pick the player of the game and get a chance to spend a little time with that player. And Steve Brown been nice enough to stick around, and he's going to interview the player of the game with me. And I want to thank the guys at Kern Electric and certainly Creative Construction and our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. If it wasn't for those sponsors and partners, we could not do this kind of stuff.
Right, and this is always fun. I know the students enjoy it. The parents enjoy it. Second free throw is good. There's going to be a timeout here on the floor afterwards. 14-5. River Falls with a pretty sizable early lead over Brown Deer. They'll take a minute to think about it. We will as well. It's WBY Shootout on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Back at Concordia University in Mequon for the Rick Majerus WBY Shootout. It is River Falls with a 14-5 lead halfway through the first half here over Brown Deer. They've just called the timeout, and they've just got it stolen from them. And driving is Peyton Flood, and that's an easy one. Armani Jones picked at the top of the arc there, and now it's 16-5, and Brown Deer may need to take another timeout. That's not how you want to come out of a stoppage. Down 11 now. 8:51 to go in this first half.
No, and again, River Falls doing such a good job. Look at defensively. It almost looked like a zone, but it's not. It's a man-to-man, and they're in every passing lane, tipping passes. Defensively is where I'm really impressed right now with River Falls.
That ball out of bounds, it was knocked off the arm of Mike Johnson. Wasn't even looking at it, just had his hands up, and that will at least disrupt the Brown Deer offense, and that's been the name of the game for River Falls so far. And again, Mike, you're right. They are doing a great job defensively. 16-5 here, 8:33 to go in the first half.
You know, the other place that Brown Deer sometimes
beats
teams is they get a lot of tips and taps at the glass. They're getting one shot or they're not getting a shot against this River Falls team right now.
Didn't get one there, turned it over into the passing lane again, and there was nobody there for the Falcons. So here come the River Falls Wildcats, and they're able to run their offense pretty good and find that shot that they're looking for. Peyton Flood with it right now, just had that steal and basket. Again, River Falls going right to left as you listen in here today. Driving, swatted from behind, but it was all ball. Gathering the miss, Michael Sherman had a couple of chances at it, but good job for Brown Deer to get it. A quick three on the other end is going to come up short, and here comes Sherman with the board. They've got some numbers, but Mike Johnson decides to stop it for a bit. Sees a streaking Peyton Flood, and then blocked out of there by Adam Anderson. So the size they do have is Anderson, 6'8 junior. He's got to get more involved underneath.
Yeah, and he's had a couple looks. He's not been able to finish. If you didn't know better, wouldn't you think Brown Deer's the team that spent the night in a hotel down here? The way they're playing, and River Falls stayed in their bedrooms and you know, came home, had a nice meal after yesterday. Because right now, River Falls is much sharper than Brown Deer is.
Anderson's block actually did draw contact. So Flood at the line missed the first. And sometimes that can be to your advantage when you are the road team. Flood misses them both. Boarded up, swatted away. They're going to try to reset it in the back. Zach Johnson, couple of the second unit in here. Mike Johnson driving. Flood for three. Good look at it. And that is true.
Boy, you know, great kick, great drive and kick. He drove, he got two defenders, he turned and kicked perfect right to his shooting pocket.
When you teach me how to shoot a three afterwards, I want you to teach me just the form that Peyton Flood had on
that one. Yeah, a lot easier said than done. Brown Deer just missed another shot. They have to get something going to the basket.
It is 19-5 now for River Falls. Not the score we expected here early. River Falls with the basketball. Top of the arc, Michael Tiffany. Zach Johnson driving with his left. Back outside to Mike Johnson. Working that elbow, knocked away. It will stay with the Wildcats. You know, sometimes when you are on the road, though, you can actually be more focused. You're in the hotel. You're with your team. It's more of a business trip.
That's at hand. That's pro basketball. This is high school ball. Are you kidding me? You think they're all in bed at 10:30 or?
No.
I doubt.
Sneaking out of curfew.
And look, I coached the high school game
watching
a long time.
HBO and.
Yeah, I'll give you some of the secrets on how to make sure your kids stay in your room.
River Falls again with the basketball. Mike Johnson driving. Has had a couple of areas to do that when he's wanted to jump ball.
Yeah, but just a really poor. The Brown Deer defense just gave him the baseline, and that should have been a basket. I know that Jose right now is getting a little frustrated with the way his team is playing. In the next 6 minutes to this half, they need to pick it up, make sure that they're not down 25 at half.
Well, it's 19-5 now, down 14. River Falls with the lead over Brown Deer. It was a jump ball on that one. Mike Johnson, every time he gets the basketball, he does try to go baseline, and he does have that space when he wants it. We'll see if they continue to go to that. Brown Deer at the other end. Another shot is no good, and they do not get the rebound again. So it's another one-and-done possession for Brown Deer. River Falls here, near side again, going right to left. Three-point shot, Zach Johnson in and out, doing a little bit of damage to his 62% percentage. Mike Johnson underneath, but he will travel. And it will go to Brown Deer. So still a 14-point deficit for the Falcons, who, when we watched these guys a month ago, and if you watched them yesterday, to have just 5 points in 13 minutes is pretty shocking.
It is. And, look, they're kind of a team that's streaky. So if they get one, get two to go, a lot of their offense comes from their defense. And so when they hit a shot, they run that 2-2-1 press, and they get some steals out of it. But if they're not hitting shots, they can't run the 2-2-1, and then they got to go into the half court, and they're not as good in the half court as they are when they get the ball, you know, and get it up and down and get layups through it. So at this point, River Falls is doing a great job of stopping them from scoring and only getting one shot, and so they're not able to get into that press and kind of speed River Falls up a little bit.
They've got the chance to score here at the line. Zach Johnson called for the blocking foul, so Greenlee hits the first. They're going to take a timeout on the River Falls bench, and we'll keep it right here, just a 30-second timeout. Our halftime report coming up, brought to you by our friends at Creative Construction of Wisconsin, where they are serving Southeast Wisconsin for more than 90 years. For all your plaster or stucco needs, visit callcreativeconstruction.com. Callcreativeconstruction.com. Again, Bart Winkler alongside Mike McGivern. The first of two games we'll have here at the WBY Shootout on this Saturday afternoon. Plenty of games throughout the weekend, Thursday, Friday, and then the action today. We've got a couple for you on the Fan, Appleton Xavier and Catholic Memorial up next. Right now, Brown Deer trailing 19-6 to River Falls with Greenlee at the line for his second.
You know, the big game of the day, I think it's that 6 o'clock game. Brooks Central, Madison, La Follette, two undefeated Division I teams, and that should be a really good game. If you want to come out and see great basketball, come out now. And $10 gets you in for the rest of the day.
Greenlee hits the second, so it's 19-7. The lead cut to 12, 5 minutes to go in the first. Wildcats with the basketball, down to Mike Johnson. Quite comfortable on that baseline, driving in, kicking back out, and a steal. Armani Jones, Ronald Mitchell couldn't hang on to it.
It had a breakaway
nice
layup
to tip it.
Yeah, breakaway layup to get a bucket again. That's where their offense comes from. When they play, when they're active in their hands, active with their feet, they start getting some tips, and that's how they'll get back in this game. But right now, it's still down 19-7.
So ball stays with the Wildcats, and they have an unforced turnover. So Brown Deer with the basketball in front of their own bench, 19-7.
It's Armani Jones time. He's got to get going here. He's the catalyst on the offensive end for Brown Deer, and it's time for him to get it going.
He'll walk across with the basketball, running the point to his left as the Falcons' offense starts to take shape. Jarton Davis, Jeremiah Dotson driving off the glass, good, and foul. All right. So that's two more. Cuts it to within 10. Clock stops at 4:30.
Again, if they can hit the free throw, they can get into that press, which is causing River Falls a little bit of trouble the last two times down.
Dotson's shot is no good. So 19-9, 4:27 to go first half. Still going to bring it. And back off a little bit. River Falls.
Here's a tip.
Tries to cross the center line. They do. Leads to an open look. Three-point shot is short. Scrum under the basketball collected by the Falcons. Under the hoop, I should say. JT Doherty looks inside to Michael Tiffany. He's got a lot of minutes here late in the second half. Shot up, no good. Armani Jones, all 5'8 of them with the rebound underneath in between two guys a few inches taller than him. Brings it the other way quickly. Settle down a bit. Davis, glass, no good. 19-9 remains the score.
You know, Armani Jones, he's got Peyton Flood on him. 6'5 Peyton Flood. And I'm wondering how many times Armani Jones had a 6'5 kid on him. You know, normally got a short, smaller little point guard on him. Flood's doing a nice job staying in front of him.
Three-point shot is no good, but they get the second effort. And driving, no good. Third effort, no good. Jones underneath the basket again with the rebound. 19-9. Brown Deer, three-pointer, no. Inside of the rim and kick back out. That was Ronald Mitchell looking for it.
It's a quick shot. That is a quick. It's a one pass three, and I know he was open, but my goodness. You know, you're starting to creep back in this thing. Let's get something going to the basket, something a little bit easier than that.
Quick shot, and again, they're unable to get the rebound, which has been these one-shot possessions have been tough for them. Tiffany no good at this end. So River Falls has gone a bit cold. 19-9, 2:40 to go in this first half. Gym's starting to fill up a little bit. Still plenty of good seats available, as Mike mentioned, $10 for the day. That shot no good, and there is just nobody under the basketball for the rebound. Mitchell misses again. 19-9, 2:22 to go. Zach Johnson thinks about it. Up top, Flood.
Brown Deer's going to a 1-2-2 zone, trying to keep the ball out of the middle at this point.
River Falls up against the better Brown Deer defense these last 5 minutes, but also they've gone cold shooting as well. They make a couple of these shots. That lead looks a little bigger. How about this one? The three-point shot, no good. Tiffany boards it up. They kick it out to Johnson. Nice crossover step back out. Top of the key again to Johnson, and he's smooth with the left hand for three.
That's the tough part about playing zone. It's really difficult sometimes to rebound out of a zone because you're rebounding in an area instead of boxing your man out.
22-9. I know it's just simple math, but, man, that scoreboard, 22-9, looks a world difference than 19-9.
It does.
We'll see if Brown Deer can answer on the other end. Driving, kick out. It's Dotson. He goes with the right. Right in front of the basket. Yeah. High percentage shot, but can't get it to fall.
No, something going to the basket. I like that, even though he missed it.
75 seconds left in this first half. 22-9. River Falls up on Brown Deer. Down low underneath. The layup from behind is good. It's JT Doherty. Averages 10 a night. Had 17 yesterday in their win over Xavier. He's got two here. Has a 15-point lead again, 24-9. River Falls. Brown Deer again, left to right.
A lot of standing around offensively right now for Brown Deer. Not a lot of movement.
Open look from two. That won't go. They do get a rebound on that possession, but give it away right away. We'll see if River Falls hoes for one with 33 to go.
Nope.
Zach Johnson instead going to fire it up off the mark. And in transition,
throw it
a
up.
Sloppy pass.
Yeah, if he threw it ahead, Armani Jones was ahead of the pack, and he tried to make a pinpoint pass instead of just leading them for a layup.
You know, you're rushed. You want to get some quick points, but you also got to make the right decision. 10 seconds. River Falls now working the clock. Looks like a three-point shot, no good. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, maybe one more basket opportunity. Driving with the right, and
made
he gets it to go at the buzzer for Justin Greenlee, so they at least score double digits in the first half. Not the best first half for Brown Deer, to say the least.
You know, that's the fourth time in the last 2 days I've seen a kid take a shot when they're holding for one too early in the shot clock. He shot it at 8 instead of waiting to 4, and now Brown Deer got to go. Got a rebound, one kick out all the way to the basket and laid it in. Way too early on that last. They were holding for one, and you take kind of a contested shot with 8 seconds to go. It's going to drive that coach nuts.
So they've got a lot to talk about in the locker rooms after one half of play. It is River Falls 24, Brown Deer 11. We're here at the WBY Shootout, and we're back in 2 minutes on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back to Concordia University. We're live at Courtside. Mike McGivern alongside Bart Winkler and Bingo Emmons from Creative Construction of Wisconsin. Definitely want to thank them as our halftime guest. Creative Construction Wisconsin, serving Southeast Wisconsin for over 90 years. For all of your plaster or stucco needs, you can call Creative Construction or go to callcreativeconstruction.com for more information. Bingo Emmons, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And this is a pleasant surprise for like a little break right in the middle of all of this stuff going on here. Come up here and watch this basketball game.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Well, I appreciate you guys being partners with us when we do high school things like this, because I know it's important not only for creative construction, but certainly for Nary and for the trades, that some of these student athletes start to think about getting involved in the trades.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of people out doing a lot of recruiting for basketball, but the construction trade especially is doing a lot of recruiting. You know, like I say this all the time when I go to schools, we don't trying to talk you out of going to college. But if you want to make a lot of money, there is some places to go for people that don't want to do college. They just want to get right in there.
Yeah, hey, Bingo, and we've talked about this a lot, but when it comes to Creative Construction of Wisconsin, there isn't a company that's been around as long as you guys have. And if there's anything when it comes to plaster, stucco, and now there's a lot of other things that you guys do, you're pretty happy with where your company is today, correct?
Yeah, we're real good, yeah. We like what we're doing. We do a lot of historic restoration, especially there's a lot of old homes, a lot of plaster, a lot of stucco. There's a lot of stuff that people haven't, you know, that you can't find people to do anymore.
Right.
And that's what we're really good at.
And Zach is the next Emmons in waiting to take over this company. I've been promoting he was going to be here with us, but something came up and he couldn't make it. You're really proud of the job that he does, and again, in waiting to be the owner and president of this company.
Oh, yeah. We have a really good future planned out. I'm the fifth generation. He's definitely going to be the sixth generation. There's no question whether he's going to do it or not anymore. I mean, he was just like, you know, like you got some high school kids listening. They didn't know exactly what they wanted to do.
Right.
He wasn't sure. You know, incident happened with me, right? All of a sudden, he had to jump in and take over the company. And then, man, now that's it. This is what he loves to do.
Yeah, I love working with you and Zach and Deb. One day I'm going to get Deb on the radio. It's going to be in 2020, I promise you. If I got to do a show from your house, I'm getting her on the radio.
All right.
Hey, when we talk about the trades and we talk about the future with some of these high school guys, it's important for us to do a better job of letting these high school kids know. I know you do a great job. I know Skills USA does a great job. But I think guys like me that are coaches and parents have to do a better job of introducing the trades to some of these kids.
Yeah, it's just, you know, you got a bad stigma for a while there. Like, well, if you can't really do something else, you can always go into construction. Now you look at people in construction. Look at everybody driving. They're all driving company trucks. They have the nicest houses on the block.
Right.
They got everything. And you know what? They have zero debt.
And they're so proud of the work that they do. That's the other thing that we've talked about. I mean, how proud these guys are of the work that they drive by. I did that house. I did this house. Look at that chimney I did. That kind of stuff. And I think that's really important for people.
Yeah, there's, you know, that, you know, for a generation, they kind of lost the fact. There's people that like to be proud of what they do with their hands. You want to show people what they do. You know, it isn't just construction. You got welders, you got fabricators, you got things, people that make stuff.
Right.
That they're really proud that they do it and they like doing it.
Hey, Bingo, thank you very much. I really appreciate everybody over at Creative Construction of Wisconsin. Go their website, callcreativeconstruction.com. Thank you for sponsoring our halftime show.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to get to a break. River Falls up on Brown Deer 24-11. And again, we are live at Courtside for the Rick Majerus WBY Shootout on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Back at Concordia University, it's the WBY Shootout, the Rick Majerus WBY Shootout here at Concordia University. Thanks to our friends Mark Miller and the Wisconsin Basketball Yearbook. This is a great event that they put on each and every season, and we're happy to be here again. Always fun to check out some basketball and these holiday tournaments and bring you what we can on the Fan, because there's so much great high school basketball in the area that it's good to
bring it to you from time again and time again. So that's what we are out here doing today. We've got two games for you. Appleton Xavier and Catholic Memorial is coming up at 1:30, but we've got the second half right now of River Falls and Brown Deer. And after one half of play, 24-11, River Falls over Brown Deer, and they're going to inbound the basketball and start with it here in the second half. Will be interesting to see how Brown Deer comes back out of this one. River Falls again with the basketball now going left to right on your dial. But Brown Deer, who is a very athletic team, I think a good shooting team, but the shooting hasn't been there for them in the first half. The shooting has been there for River Falls, and they're going to start the first half, or the second half rather, with another three, and it's Zach Johnson again. We've said his name a few times, especially from distance, and that's the way you want to start off if you're River Falls.
Yeah, it really is. And they ran their stuff, got a good look. He came off a screen, popped on top, and got his feet set and hit a three.
So Brown Deer, again, they come into the locker room at half down 24-11, down 13. A little demoralizing when a three is the first thing that happens. Greenlee on the other end. All right, that's two back, 27-13. A minute has transpired here in half number two. Again, River Falls over Brown Deer. It's our first of two games for you today on the Fan. Bart Winkler alongside Mike McGivern. Three-point shot. That one will not fall. River Falls attempting for the rebound. Johnson saves it before it goes out near the scorer's table. So, again, that's been one of the areas of concern for Brown Deer today is the lack of boards. Three-point shot no good. Jones comes up with it. They need a big half from Armani Jones if they're going to work their way back into this.
Yeah, he's struggling. Again, the 6'5 kid they have guarding him, is he's got good feet, and he's standing in front of him. He's got his hand up. Mark Wade.
Jones finds Wade for three. Wade averaging 13-4 a game. Cuts it back to 11. 27-16. 16 minutes to go. Plenty of time for Brown Deer here to rally yet.
They got to stop, and here they come. Get a good shot here.
Jones, he'll take it. That's a three-point shot off the mark. Going to go out of bounds and stay with the Falcons. Knocked away by JT Doherty.
Yeah, that was a good shot. Armani Jones, he gets one to go. He might get the next four.
I like the pace a little bit better from Brown Deer. It seems like they're playing, even just with a minute, 2 minutes, it just seems like they're playing a little more confident.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Anderson whips it around back up top. Mark Wade, he'll take a three. Oh, in and out. 27-16, River Falls.
A decent look, too. That would have been a big shot for Brown Deer.
A couple good passes to get him that shot, too, something that's been also lacking on that end.
Yeah, they're playing a little bit better. Just gave up an offensive rebound for a basket. But you can see the pace that Brown Deer is playing with, a little bit better on the defensive end. Not giving up baseline as easy as they did in the first half.
JT Doherty followed in with his own shot, 29-16. Wade driving, low percentage shot there,
threw
going away
one
from
up.
The basket.
Again, not exactly what they were looking for.
Quickly looking for points on the other end is River Falls. Shot no good from Johnson, Mike Johnson. Armani Jones with the board. Kicks out, long two.
Boy, he's
no.
got to get one to go. He really, really got to get one to go. And they beat him down the floor again. River Falls is beating Brown Deer down the floor, which is surprising to me.
Three-point look is true from Liam Doherty. He does not score a lot. He only averages 4.5 a game. He got three right there, and they've doubled up now. Brown Deer, River Falls on top of Brown Deer, 32-16. They take a timeout. We will keep it here. It's Bart Winkler and Mike McGivern at game one of our doubleheader here, at least on the Fan. Plenty of more games throughout the day at the WBY shootout here at Concordia University in Mequon.
Hey, one thing I failed to announce during my high school show, and I was supposed to announce it a couple of times, I'm going to be taking the next 2 weeks off of high school and youth sports show. Radio station's going to be airing radio.com sports show.
You bet.
From 9 to 11. Well, I was told from Mitch not to announce that because they haven't made the announcement yet.
Oh.
But that's what's going on. So they're going to give me 2 weeks off the next 2 weeks of my youth sports show and my high school sports show, but I'll be back on the 18th, and we might be back over at Brookfield Central for the Luke Holman Memorial.
Always good to try to do as many of these games as we can. As replay has resumed here.
Monty Jones had a great look and missed it from the top. Boy, this has been a frustrating game for him.
32-16. River Falls on top of Brown Deer, and a travel from River Falls. Again, they are going left to right. Brown Deer coming back the other way on your radio.com dial, 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, and the radio.com app.
Hey, you see Steve Brown from Kern Electric over there. He's picking our player of the game, the Kern Electric player of the game, and he's watching intently, taking notes. He's diagramming plays over there.
Consulting with scouts.
His son, Steven.
Coaches. The driving from Greenlee. Anderson. I wouldn't call that an alley-oop, but nobody besides Mike and I just saw it, so let's just say it for the sake of radio that it was the prettiest alley-oop you've ever seen. Really a missed shot that was boarded up and put back down.
Johnson for three again.
18. Zach Johnson shot the three, no good. Boarded up by River Falls and then a foul.
Boy, those offensive rebounds, I'm telling you, just look at Jose Winston on the sidelines of Coach Brown Deer. Just he'll drive you nuts as a coach. Ball goes up, put a body on your guy. Look, I don't care if I get the rebound, but the guy I'm guarding is not going to get it. That's the idea.
Well, it's been that way on both ends, too. I mean, they can't get that rebound. They can't get that second shot on the offensive possessions, and they're allowing River Falls to get them, except on that opportunity, as it was a miss from Liam Doherty, and there's Mark Wade on the board.
So yeah, again, and he wasn't boxing anybody out. The ball came to him.
Anderson down low. That's four straight for him. 32-20. Still a 12-point deficit, but Brown Deer still, the shots, just keep taking them. They'll fall. Get past that frustration. Get the board on the other end. They do there with Greenlee. 32-20. Brown Deer quickly the other way. Wade for three.
In and out.
Tough break.
Boy, he didn't miss any of those that first game that we saw them at Brown Deer. That was a good look.
12:30 to go in the second half.
Brown Deer moves into a 1-3-1 half-court defense. Probably going to try to trap him in the corner if they get him in the corner.
Falls with the basketball. Look inside. Liam Doherty, three-point shot from Zach Johnson. Won't fall. And a good rebound and put back in and one from Peyton Flood. Now, Peyton Flood could be a current Electric Player of the Game nominee.
You know, defensively, he has done a great job on Armani Jones. Against, he's 6'5", and he's guarding a 5'9", really quick point guard. And he's doing a good job of keeping him in front and getting his hand up anytime Armani Jones wants to shoot and making it hard to get that shot over him.
Can't convert the and one, so it's 34-20. Brown Deer crosses the timeline right to left. Armani Jones running the point, as he will for most of this game. Back out to Mark Wade. Near side. Anderson. Up top.
They've made a change now. Flood is off Armani Jones. Let's see if he starts trying to get to the basket now.
Reagan Pinnow is 6 feet, still taller, but much shorter than Flood. Nice drive in from Jeremiah Dotson. Where's that been all game?
Well, and look, the last three trips down, they've gotten something going to the basket, and they've scored on it. And I think that's probably what Jose has been talking about. Look, don't settle. Don't settle for that first three we get. We can get that anytime. Get something going to the basket. Let's see how they play perimeter defense, how they play defense in the paint. And so far, they've gotten some baskets. They've cut it to 12 here.
Trayvon Johnson going to check in for Brown Deer. He'll take out Anderson. So they go from the 6'8 junior center to the 5'9 senior guard. Size has been in favor, and it will be no matter the matchup, of River Falls all game. 34-22, the Wildcats lead Brown Deer. Three-point shot from the corner. Smooth. That's Peyton Flood again. And it's 37-22.
Yeah, I'm hoping Steve Brown's paying attention to Flood because he's having a really nice game.
Well, again, both sides of the ball, as you've mentioned. 15-point deficit, 11 minutes to go. Driving, body swarming. Opens up a look from three from the corner. And it's Jarton Davis, the 6'1 junior. Cuts it back to 12. Pressure from the defense. River Falls crossing the center line, looking for a three, kicking it back out. Zach Johnson has made some big shots this game. Over to Michael Sherman, getting his run.
If you're Brown Deer, this would be a great time to get a stop, come down and get a bucket, get an under 10. You want to get it to 10 or under here in the next minute, and you got to get a stop on this side of the floor.
Zach Johnson in the corner, double team wanted it. They'll look for the open guy instead, and on the baseline they had him, but
turnover.
He may have stepped out.
That's on the other side of the court.
37-25, regardless, it is a turnover, and it's Brown Deer basketball. They trail by 12. They've trailed around there for much of the game, have done a nice, better job in the second half to keep it a game. Out of bounds, Jeremiah Dotson reaching for it, but the ball was across the baseline. And
I pulled the defensive player pulled the chair out on him, fell down and fell out of bounds.
Inbounded now for the Wildcats, Peyton Flood. Trayvon Johnson on defense. Flood with his left. Back to his right, looks more comfortable. They find the open guy. Back to Flood. River Falls going left to right. Up 12 over Brown Deer. 9.5 to go in the second half. A much more competitive second half. Shot no good from Tiffany. And it'll be boarded up by Brown Deer. Here comes Armani Jones after the rebound from Davis. Jones looks to Trayvon Johnson. They'll try to back it up. Inside, down low, putting the shot up, blocked, and saved. Didn't need to be, but was Michael Sherman. So here comes River Falls. Reagan Pinnow. Zach Johnson, 4-3, where he's good from, but not there. Still a 12-point game. Brown Deer quickly. Looks like they're looking for a shot right away. Slowing things down just a tad. Armani Jones. Peyton Flood back on him. Big size differential there. Every time Armani's looking for a shot, he's got 3-4 inches of guy in front of him.
Yeah, and then two waiting for him in case he tries to get to the basket.
Long two, no good from Jarton Davis. Probably could have got a better look there. And there's going to be a timeout for River Falls. 37-25. This timeout coming from the River Falls bench. 8:22 to go here in the second half. And we'll keep it here. Bart Winkler, man, Mike McGivern, WBY Shooter.
Are you hearing this music? I was thin and good looking. I had a little bit of rhythm back then.
You have no idea
what song this is, do you? It's all right.
We could use some entertainment at breaks here.
We could probably not. Probably not could be able to do that. Hey, at the end of the game, Kern Electric is home of the superheroes. They're also our player of the game sponsor. For any of your electrical or solar needs, Kern Electric is your local company you can trust. Southeast Wisconsin, they've been working with people in Southeast Wisconsin for over 35 years. Chuck Smith, owner of Kern Electric, he went to high school at Brookfield Central. And just a really good guy. It's a company that's been expanding quite a bit. You can go to callcurrent.com. Callcurrent.com for any of your electrical or solar needs.
37-25. Is the score we have for you right now is River Falls making the drive down here to Mequon, taking on Brown Deer, and so far it's paying off for them. They got the win over Xavier yesterday, 80-76. Haven't scored nearly as much today, haven't needed to, but do have a 12-point lead. Zach Johnson looks to make it 15, the three in and out.
Boy, came out of the timeout, got a wide open three for Johnson, and just didn't go down.
Jones now with a look. on the other side for Brown Deer. Over to Davis. Top of the key back, Armani Jones. They need this.
Boy, that was deep. That was about 3 feet past the three, but it was the first look he's gotten in a long time.
And if you're him, you got to take that shot because they've got to get him
yes.
going if they're going to claw back here. Down 12, just under eight to play. We'll have Xavier, Catholic Memorial for you next. Still expecting, hoping for a good finish in this one. River Falls, the Wildcats, out of the Big Rivers Conference, 4-2 on the season.
Brown Deer has not been successful at speeding them up at all. They run their stuff.
Driving and kicking it out was Flood.
Yep, patient. Looking, they'll go down the post and then kick.
And they're going to call a block when I thought they should have called a charge.
And I thought that was a flop. So I think that's a good call.
Liam Doherty knocked over Justin Greenlee.
Knocked over. I think the in quotations I would say knocked over, but that's just me.
I saw Doherty go a little hard with the hip, Mike.
Man. Should have gotten an award, that kid, for that. Like Oscar.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Ball inbounded. Not a lot of fouls this half. Four against Brown Deer. Nothing against River Falls. And nothing there from that shot, the three-point look from Pinnow. Air balls.
Yeah, I would back off him right now because I don't think he's shooting another one. That wasn't close.
7:05 to go. 37-25. 12-point lead for River Falls. Brown Deer just a couple of minutes from their home gymnasium here in Mequon. The look, no good from Greenlee. These shots just are not falling.
They're not. And every shot's contested. It really is. Really impressed defensively right now with River Falls.
Pinnow nearly loses the handle, gets it back. Oh. Finds Doherty. That shot in and out. Tight rims today. Here comes Greenlee the other way. Near side. Three-point look from Johnson. Collects it back in. They find Armani Jones. He wants the shot, but there's just nothing there. Knocked away. Retaining possession is Davis. Driving and will be fouled is Trayvon Johnson. So at least they've got a foul against River Falls, but no shot attempt. Only the first foul against
first
the Wildcats.
Foul. You want to talk about discipline, and they're playing man-to-man. It's not like they're sitting back in the zone. And they are stopping Brown Deer from getting the gaps and going to the basket, and they're doing it with their feet, not their hands.
Jones, right away, a design play for him. Knocks down the three-point shot, and it's good. So we're within 10 here. 37-29. They will take a timeout. We will take a minute timeout as well. 37-28, rather. Brown Deer trailing River Falls here on the Fan. 37-28, River Falls with the lead, and make it 39-28 as they had a couple of more. 5:36 to go here. Bart Winkler, Mike McGivern at Concordia University, the WBY shootout, where maybe a lower scoring contest than we anticipated. Armani Jones for Brown Deer with a nice check move, can't get it to go off the mark. Brown Deer down 11. The shooting hasn't been there for them. The rebounding hasn't been there for them. And now they trail 11.
There's a steal. Armani Jones gets a steal. He tapped it.
All right, here comes Jarton Davis. And that's going to be a blocking foul on Peyton Flood. What'd you think of that one?
Yeah, that's a good call. Peyton Flood was moving, trying to get to the baseline, trying to get to that spot, but he did not get to the spot.
Only the second foul, though, against the Wildcats this half, and there's only 5 minutes to go.
And when you talk about a team that's not attacking the rim and settling for shots, that you can do that. You can get away with only having two or three fouls at this point because Brown Deer is not forcing you to play really good, solid defense when you're going to the basket.
Brown Deer inbounding the basketball, looking for that open three again right away. Well defended by the Wildcats. They'll go back up top to Greenlee near the elbow. Brown Deer down 11. 4:53 to go. And there will be another foul. And this one's going to go against Michael Sherman. So Brown Deer will collect it underneath the hoop again. See if they can't run a play. They've run a couple of these. They've looked for a quick three, although Armani Jones is off the floor.
Oh, good pass.
Yeah, instead, down low to Dotson. 9-point game. Jones is not on the floor right now for Brown Deer. The drive the other way, Zach Johnson with the left. So he goes inside. Back to an 11-point game. Jones back at the bench to check in. Brown Deer with the basketball, down 11, driving. And a nice scoop with the right hand is Trayvon Johnson.
Yeah, he's down.
Yeah.
He
looks to be okay. Just took
I think he hit his hip or something a little bit close to the middle there. Yeah, he's hurting a little bit.
He's hurting. Gets up off his own power, walks to the bench. Jones will check in for him. Man, this gym got quiet in a minute.
He got quiet in a minute because he wasn't moving, but he's good. He's fine.
Maybe a little wind.
Yeah, he's going to throw up here in a couple minutes, but he'll be fine if you know what I'm talking about.
41-32. The basket counted, though, so it was worth the
effort.
Boy,
this is where they got to – if they're going to get back in it, they got to get some stops.
Zach Johnson for three, no. Yeah,
if I'm Brown Deer, I'm happy with that shot.
Even Not, though he makes quite a
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, I'm happy with it.
Four minutes to go. Brown Deer down 9. Here's Greenlee charging in. They look for the wide open man on the other side. 4-3 off the rim. No good. Now a contest for the basketball. Somehow Brown Deer comes up with it. Armani Jones wanted a deep three.
Yeah, he thought about that, didn't he?
He'll collect it instead. He's got to have someone to pass it to.
Travel.
Johnson, and then he travels.
Oh, boy, turnovers will just kill you. When you're down 9, yeah, you know what? You get on the floor, get a loose ball, and then turn it over without getting a shot.
Dotson looked like he was half in between. Should I pick for him here? Should I get open for him here? There's a lot of times Jones just hasn't had the next pass that he's been looking for.
Boy, another quick three by River Falls.
And off the mark from Flood.
They're giving Brown Deer a chance.
Greenlee drives the other way, but Flood
and a foul.
Will have the rebound.
Yeah.
And calm down, kids.
Yeah. A lot of frustration on the Brown Deer team right now, I think. You know, they're used to scoring up in the 70s. And River Falls did a nice job of taking them out of some of the stuff they want to do.
41-32. River Falls is still in front, up 9 with 3:08 to go. We'll keep it here. Bart Winkler, Mike McGivern, the Rick Majerus WBY Shootout at Concordia. I want to thank our friends at Pella Windows and Doors. Not too late to replace those drafty windows. Check out the new Pella Experience Center located on 190th and Blue Mound Road in Brookfield. Or go to PellaWY.com.
I want to thank Gina Della and the people from Pella for helping us here and becoming a partner, obviously, with Kern Electric and certainly the people at Creative Construction Wisconsin. Bingo Emmons sitting here. Steve Brown, his son Steven, sitting in the front row. Steve's looking at this game because he's going to name the Kern Electric player of the game after the game, and I think him and I might be on the same page on this one. We'll see.
Peyton Flood checks it in for River Falls. And a good pressure from Brown Deer trying to force that turnover. 3 minutes to go. Brown Deer trailing by 9, and there's a steal. Jarton Davis to the rack. Fouled and good. Jarton Davis.
That's as close as they've been. 7. They hit this free throw. They've cut it to 6 with just under 3 minutes to go.
2:55 to go.
Bart, this is the same thing that Xavier did with River Falls yesterday. They made a great run at the end. They weren't able to finish the deal. We'll see.
Completes the three-point play.
Back,
41-35. River Falls quickly trying to go the other way. Zach Johnson to the rack. Not a great shot. Gets his own board. An even worse shot. And it's going to go out of play.
Yeah, Brown Deer not boxing out. Gave up a shot. And then also gave up a tip.
River Falls will have the basketball. Again, they're going left to right on your radio.com dial. They're now only up 6.
Boy, and they got a stop, and they could have had the ball if they had boxed out, I think, a little bit better. But
Greenlee trying to pick Zach Johnson. Peyton Flood at the top. Doherty.
You see a lot of patience, I think, right now with River Falls. I don't think they're going to be taking a quick three like they have the last two trips down.
Yeah, those quick possessions have really helped Brown Deer get back into this.
Yeah, they're going to run their stuff here and wait for something, wait for a layup like
Flood
that.
Flood driving, kicks it out instead. Doherty with a deep three.
Boom.
That hurts for Brown Deer, 44-35.
Yeah.
So they run a good 40 seconds off the clock.
That might be the dagger right there.
Then get a nice three. 9-point deficit for the Falcons. And I don't know how he made that. Jeremiah Dotson from the right to the left to the right.
Got a chance for a three-point three-point trip down. And
although they're discussing
that was good. They said no? You got to be kidding.
No basket.
That's really hard.
Man, that's an and one. I disagree with that call.
Especially because the shot was so
And I don't, you know what?
Give it to him.
It was in his movement. He was going up when he got fouled, I thought. I think Jose Winston would agree with me on that.
That's disappointing if you're Greenlee. They inbound it anyway, and Dotson puts it home. 44-37, under two to go. Might have to start thinking about fouling. Going for the steal, no good. River Falls content to pass it around a bit.
Oh, almost had a steal there.
Looked like an opportunity to pass a little slowly delivered, and now
timeout.
Timeout from the River Falls bench.
Brown Deer had trapped him in the corner. Good timeout by their coach at River Falls. Again, a lot more patience the last two trips down. Those couple of trips where they took a quick three, not exactly what you're looking for when you're up 10-12 with 2.5 to go. And I think they've done a nice job of kind of righting the ship, taking their time, and trying to get something going to the basket on a layup. That three that they hit, too, certainly a little kick. And they missed a shot, got tipped out, and the kid hit the three. River Falls, good basketball team.
44-37. 4-2 overall, 1-2 in the Big Rivers Conference. They're next up at Rice Lake on Friday, January 3rd. But they've had a nice weekend here in Mequon, beating Xavier again yesterday, and now up 7 points on a quick athletic Brown Deer team. 44-37, just over 90 seconds to play in this one. You know, if Brown Deer could have that first half back.
Oh, boy. I tell you, there's been some great finishes here this week. You know, Kimberly beating Arrowhead. Arrowhead came back, took the lead. Kid from Kimberly put one in three-quarters court when they're down two at the buzzer that the refs said no, the shot did not get off in time. But he hit it from one free throw. He hit it from the top of the key on this side to the other side. Man, I think nothing but net. It was beautiful. They said it was late. It would have been a game winner.
Were they right?
Yes, I believe so. Yeah, they were.
1:31 to go, 44-37 and a foul. And we'll probably have to get into that territory.
Mark Wade.
Fouls against Wade. So that's 16 fouls. 1:29 to go, down 7. Have to collect another here, one more to give.
I keep looking at Steve Brown and wondering what he's thinking. He's got his calculator out. He's trying to figure this out. He's taking this serious, man. I love this.
They're going to have to foul here, and they do, but 10 more seconds expire.
After the game, we will have the Kern Electric, the superhero, the player of the game brought to you by Kern Electric. You can go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com for any electrical or solar needs at home or your company. It's a great company.
44-37. Yeah, I'm going to have to use them, I think.
That whole light bulb thing?
Yeah.
I can help you with that.
Oh, just flip the switch and it turns on?
No, you got to unscrew it and then screw a new one back in. That I'm good. If not, call Steve Brown.
I'm still happy to
call Ray Hoffman. Call some of those guys at Current Electric.
I'll still give him the business.
Attaboy.
Just so I'm sure. Both free throws are good. So in the 1-1 here, 46-37. 1:16 to go. Mark Wade and Brown Deer, they're going to have to start getting some shots up quickly. Greenlee, floater, off the rim, no good. A minute left, that might do it.
if it wasn't done already. Peyton Flood. Touch foul. You just gotta foul. They're a little lax on the fouling.
There's gonna come a time here pretty quick that I think they'll pull that. So you're down 9 with 50 seconds to go. Might be time to put the white flag up. Just not your day.
Well, the
and
first
he missed
free
it.
Throw missed.
Well,
so Brown Deer with a chance here.
Maybe that's why I'm sitting over here with you.
Armani Jones. Oh, look for the three. Had an open look, and they'll fall after it. Mark Wade.
Yeah, Armani Jones is going to forget this game quick, but this has been a tough game for him.
I never put up the white flag.
You don't?
Nope. I'm down 9 with 9 seconds. Don't care. How many games do you get to play in your life?
How many times have you seen somebody down 9 with 9 seconds to go that comes back and wins? Ever?
Sure.
Put up the white
Reggie
flag.
Miller.
Put up the white flag once.
One free throw good. The other
Reggie
one not.
Miller's not here, by the way. He is not here.
10-point deficit for Brown Deer, down 37. Driving inside, fouled is Dotson. All right, so he can score with the clock stop. You go back to about 2 minutes ago where Dotson had what we thought could have been an and one. Could have cut the game to 6 with the free throw. Did eventually score, cut it to 7, but I don't know, it was a tough play for them.
Yeah, I agree with that. Not sure I agree with that call, but that's not certainly what is lost in that first half. That was a really difficult first half for Brown Deer. I don't think they came into this game thinking River Falls was as good defensively as they are.
They got it adjusted at halftime. I mean, they were down 12 at half, down 9 right now, but they've played much better.
Yes.
They've looked more confident. They've looked more alert. I don't want to say they came in and weren't prepared, but there's more of a confidence to them in the second half. It's just too little too late.
I mean, I'd love to know what Jose Winston, their coach, said to him at half in the locker room. Because you're right. I think they came out defensively. I still think they took some poor shots, and they gave up some offensive rebounds, but I think they did a better job in the second half than they did in the first half.
41 seconds to go. We've got another one for you as it's now 49-38. Xavier and Catholic Memorial.
Start the clock, boys. Thank you.
You got somewhere to go?
No. I just, the clock wasn't started, and I noticed really stupid stuff like that. From being on the sidelines for as many years as I was.
Yeah, I thought you were tired. You've been at this gym all weekend.
Oh, I'm not tired. No.
I thought you retired.
Oh, I retired from coaching, but, you know.
And somehow you've seen more basketball this year.
I've seen a lot more, yep, no doubt.
Clock is getting run out.
There's the white flag.
49-38. They'll let it expire. River Falls with the victory over Brown Deer. They'll improve to 5-2 on the season. Again, their next game for River Falls will be at Rice Lake on Friday the 3rd. Brown Deer drops to 7-3 on the year. They've got Whitnall after a break on the road to Whitnall, but that game not until Tuesday, the 7th of January. We've got Xavier and Catholic Memorial up for you next. The final in our first game, River Falls 49, Brown Deer 38. We'll be back with our post-game show in 3 minutes. It is the WBY Shootout here on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Well, welcome back to the Rick Majerus WBY Shootout. Mike McGivern alongside Steve Brown from Kern Electric as they sponsor our player of the game. And, Steve, I think we both had the same thing, right? We both thought Peyton Flood had the best game for the winning team, River Falls. And then the guys at the scores table, the Rick Majerus guys, yeah, they named him the MVP, so you and I were on the right page. I love kids like this, Steve. Kids that play defense. He's a 6'5 senior, and they put him on Armani Jones, the 5'8 point guard, the quick little point guard for Brown Deer. He did a great job. We're joined by Peyton Flood. Peyton, congratulations. What a great game.
Yeah, thank you. We played really well as a team. We came into the weekend really hoping to come out 2-0, and we made it happen.
Yeah, I look, totally different team, Xavier to Brown Deer. Mm-hmm. And you guys came in obviously knowing exactly you had to stop Armani Jones. That's what you had to do. But you're a 6'5 kid, and you did a nice job of staying in front of him because he's quick as a hiccup. Is that something obviously you take some pride in playing defense?
Yeah, absolutely. I take a lot of pride in being able to guard the other team's best scorer typically, and I give a lot of credit to our coaches being able to scout them out and tell me what the tendencies of the other players are.
So, Steve, as a guy from Kern Electric, first of all, great choice. This is a really good young man. He knocked down some shots, but we loved how he passed the ball and how he played defense. But certainly Kern Electric loves guys like this. He's a student athlete. I'll bet you a dollar to the donut he's a good student. You get good grades?
I'd like to think so.
Yeah? And your mom's listening? You got a shout-out?
Yeah, shout-out to my mom. She's back at home battling with some sickness, and love you, Mom.
Man, I hope she's doing okay. She'll be okay?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, you know, certainly happy new year, and hopefully 2020 is a great year for her. Hey, Steve, as a Kern Electric guy, look, you talk about Kern Electric's home of superheroes. This kid was a superhero for River Falls today.
Yes, he was. Anytime Brown Deer was ready to make a run, he hit a big shot. One of the biggest plays of the game to me, Brown Deer made a run, cut the lead to 6, and he found his guy, I think number 15, in the corner
in
for
the corner.
The 3.
Yeah, and you looked at me and went, there it is, because he got in the gap and he kicked to the open guy. When a couple of possessions there, I thought they took some quick threes. He settled him down. Peyton Flood got in the gap, made a kick. Hey, let's talk real quick about this year's team. You feel pretty good about this group, huh?
Yeah, all of the guys on the team, we have a lot of good camaraderie. You know, we're all really good friends outside of the court, and I think we fit really well together. We got a lot of good players.
Hey, talk a little bit about your conference. Who's the team to beat in the conference? You guys.
It's a pretty good conference up in the Big Rivers. We got a lot of good teams, and I think it'll be pretty close to see who wins.
Is there a team that you guys don't like much and you can't wait to go play?
Well, our Hudson, or our rivalry against Hudson, 15 minutes away up north, we really get after it against them.
I love that. This is my first year in 36 that I haven't coached, and that's the part I miss. I miss that. I was at Greendale Martin Luther the last 4 years. We won a state championship last year. And now I'm missing that kind of rivalry thing where we go to St. Catharines or they'd come up by us. Defensively is where I think I was most impressed with your team. And I'm sure that the coach staff at Brown Deer didn't expect that they weren't going to be able to get in gaps and get wide open looks. And so that part of your team was really impressive to me. You don't see that kind of quickness up in your conference, do you?
Not typically, no.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on with you next year? Do you know yet?
Not 100% sure.
You want to play at the next level?
If it's the option for me.
If I'm a college coach looking for somebody that'll get on the floor, play defense, rebound, knock shots, I come knocking on your door. We down here really impressed with you, young man.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you bet. Safe travels to you.
Thank
and
you.
Certainly I'll be praying for your mom. I hope she's feeling better.
Thank you, sir.
Yep, we're going to get you a break. We'll get you a break again. That is the Kern Electric player of the game. He's senior Peyton Flood, 6'5". 6'5", defensive stopper, but hit big shots for the River Falls Wildcats. We're going to get you a break. I want to thank Steve Brown, the boys at Kern Electric. Steve, thank you.
Yeah.
That's a good call. It's a good kid. You'd love him to work for you.
Absolutely. Yeah. So if the next level doesn't work, come
yeah, if he wants to be an electrician, you come down and you go to callcurrent.com.
He might not need a ladder.
He might not need a ladder. No, you're right. Not at 6'5". That's a good one. Well done. We'll get you a break. Other side of the break, we'll be back at courtside for our second game, Appleton Xavier Catholic Memorial. This is Mike McGivern alongside Bart Winkler, Rick Majerus, WBUI Shootout, only on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.